As Sharonda said, our great verse for today is Joshua 1:1-9. And the things that make verses great are ones that show the faithfulness of God. I mean, that's the thing we rely on when we give our heart to Him, is that those things that He has said will come true in our lives and the lives of people that believe like we do. So the promise today is one about geography, but as most things in the Bible, I think it can be assimilated to His children now spiritually. Please listen. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Thank you, Norman. When God says something one time, it's important. When God says it twice, it's meant to get your attention. But when God says something three times, you'd better stop and listen. And just with our passage today, we see those same words mentioned multiple times. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Let's look at the context. Moses had just spent 40 years leading the Israelites through the wilderness. And he was a great leader, and he was a great man of God, but his life was coming to an end. He was to pass the reins on to a new leader who was going to lead God's people to the promised land. And that man was named Joshua. Now, Joshua was born in Egypt into slavery. For the first 40 years of his life, he lived as a slave. And then he was part of the group with Moses for the next 40 years, wandering in the wilderness. And during that time, Moses mentored Joshua. He was his right hand. He was his second in command. He poured himself into him. Now notice that they were not in that mentor relationship until he was 40 years old. When this text that was read this morning happened, he was at least 80 years old. Age is no excuse for not listening to the call of God. And so when we pick up the passage, Joshua has been faithfully working alongside Moses, and they are so close to their destination. Now, we just say, oh, they wandered in the desert, and they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, but y'all, 40 years. They didn't know how the chapter would end. They didn't know if they would get there. They had to have been discouraged at times. They had to have been worn out. They had to have been frustrated. You think about a season in your life when you're asking God, why? Why are you letting this happen? Why aren't you sending help? Why is this situation not getting better? And that's where they had been for 40 years. And now they're so close. They can see the promised land. The only thing they have to do is cross the Jordan River and get there. It's no easy task, but at least they see an end in sight. And so Moses summons Joshua, and he says to him in front of everyone, and by everyone, you understand that it was over 1 million people that they were leading. This was no small group. And he says in Joshua 1:9, he says this, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Now, I want you to imagine Joshua. It's been 40 years. They finally see the promised land they've been searching for. And here Moses says, "Okay, well, I'm going to go now." He must have been pretty confused. It's like, wait a minute. Can't you at least get the tribe to their new home before you leave? Can't you at least, you sort out the land and all the inheritance. I don't want to do that. Or maybe he was thinking, how do you know that they're going to even listen to me? How do you know that I'm going to have credibility? I mean, you think Moses, those were some big shoes to be stepping into. And abruptly Moses said, all right, it's your turn. What if they don't listen to Joshua? And Moses tells Joshua, I believe in you. And he tells him to be strong and courageous in front of the entire gathering of people. And we learn from Scripture that Joshua is filled with wisdom from God when Moses transfers the power to him. And then Moses climbs up the mountain. And this mountain, it's right at the Dead Sea, just across from the Jordan River. And he looks at the future home of the tribe, and he dies. And just like that, Joshua, who has been his assistant for all these years, is their new leader. And I can't imagine that in that moment, that he was the picture of leadership and loneliness all at the same time. He didn't have anyone to go to ask what to do. He is isolated, and he is forced to either rely on himself or to rely on his creator, his faith in God. And in this scripture, God has given him a pep talk in preparation for what lies ahead. Now, notice that God doesn't tell Joshua, you know, just take it slow. Why don't you pray over all of this? He doesn't say, why don't you just find the counsel of 5 people with strong faith and see what they think you should do. He doesn't tell him to do any of those things. Instead, he tells him, be strong and courageous. And we hear those words repeated 3 times in that one passage. And so why did God say it 3 times? Well, this wasn't the first time in the Bible that Joshua had heard those instructions. If you go back to the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 31:6-8, you see God then was talking to Moses, and this is what he says. He says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua, who at that time was still his assistant, his right hand, and he said to him in the presence of all of Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. You see, God had already told Joshua those same words through Moses. Be strong, be courageous, don't be discouraged, don't be dismayed. And so why did God think it was necessary for Joshua to hear that same message again and again? Well, God knew what was ahead for Joshua. God knew that the task to which Joshua had been called was bigger than he could handle. He knew what was ahead for Joshua was more than was humanly possible. He knew the tough battles. He knew that there were fierce enemies that they were going to have to overcome to get to the promised land. And maybe God also knew that Joshua was prone to discouragement, prone to become fearful in the face of challenges. So God says it over and over again, don't be afraid, be strong and courageous. What's interesting here is that God doesn't say to him, will you be strong and courageous? He tells him. He commands him. And I think when he did that, that God was speaking to the inherent human weakness in Joshua, and he was saying, I want to infuse you with my strength of spirit, my strength of presence, my promises, the strength of my word. Be strong, be courageous, don't be frightened, don't be dismayed. Think of it this way. There are times in all of our lives where we feel alone. We feel isolated, just like Joshua did. Are there any of you here who are fans of the children's author, Dr. Seuss? I see heads nodding. I see teachers' hands going up. Well, the last book that Dr. Seuss ever published is called Oh, the Places You'll Go. And that book has become a popular graduation gift. It's been a popular gift for young people who are going to the next stage in their life. And he wrote and he illustrated the book, and it tells the story of life and its challenges. And there's a part of that book, it talks about a time when you'll feel alone. And those two pages, they say it so well. It says this, all alone, whether you like it or not, alone will be something, you'll be quite a lot. And when you're alone, there's a very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There are some down the road between hither and yon that can scare you so much you won't want to go on. Well, I think there's a lot of wisdom in a children's book. We'll all have those moments in this life when we'll need strength beyond what we can muster. And I want you to notice that when Joshua had that moment that he needed strength beyond his own, he turned to God. And notice, though, that God didn't change his situation at all. He didn't change the circumstance. He didn't change what was happening. For Joshua, though, strength came in the belief that his Creator was with him. God knew him, and he gave him that command repeatedly. And God knows us too, just like he knew Joshua. And God knows what lies ahead for each of you in this room, good and bad. He knows that we're prone to be fearful and that we're prone to be discouraged, and that when we're facing major challenges or major assignments beyond our human ability, that we're going to be fearful sometimes. But you know what? Courage doesn't mean you don't run into fearful circumstances. Fear is going to happen. We're only human. We'll be scared of things big and small. Some of you are scared of heights, and some are scared of spiders, and some of you are scared of clowns with red balloons. And we will experience fear in this life. But what this text is saying is that worry doesn't have to be your constant companion. You know what worry is? It's just fear that's not healed yet by faith. So how do we get from fear, which is going to happen, to being strong and courageous? Well, you remind yourself that God didn't say to Joshua, I hope you'll be strong and courageous. I hope you won't be frightened. God says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? And that one line suggests to me that to be strong and courageous in the midst of challenges is one of the greatest expressions of our faith. Most people in this room right now are facing some kind of challenge or other, and our natural response is fear and worry. But the truth is, in this world, you're usually either coming out of a storm, in the middle of a storm, or heading into a storm. And that's just the truth of it. And yet we say, why is this happening to me? Because we live on earth and we are not yet living in the presence of our Creator. And God gave these instructions not just to Joshua, but to us too. Joshua needed to learn, just like we do, that the only way to be strong and courageous is not to depend on our own strength and ability, but we've got to trust in God's strength. You think of it this way. You know, I have a 5-year-old son. He can wake up at night from a bad dream, and he's scared of the dark. And what does he do? He calls for his mommy and his daddy. He calls out to us if he's scared of the dark. And we go, and he's comforted. Because you know what? Even if the room is still dark, he knows that we're with him, and he is no longer afraid. I think a child is strong and courageous in that moment, not because of their own doing, because their faith is in the adults, and they know that the adults will take care of them. And I think in the same way for us, courage and strength, it rests on the assurance of God's presence. God never calls us to do anything apart from him. And yeah, sometimes we're still going to be in the dark, and it's still going to be messy, and it's going to be difficult, and we wonder why the situation doesn't change. But the strength and the courage come when we know he is right there with us. We all know the song, Jesus Loves Me. There's just a simple truth in that song. And in that phrase, we are weak, but he is strong. Well, I think that's what Joshua was reminded of that day. It's God's strength that he had to rely on, not his own. And you know, that's just this incredible exchange that God offers us. He gives his strength in place of our weakness. And we can't do it alone. If we're dependent on ourselves, it's not going to work. But when we go forth into battle, just like the song, the God of angel armies is on our side. In the battle, it might be against sin. It might be against temptation. It might be against illness. Whatever the battle, there is no enemy, no matter how fierce, who's a match for Jesus Christ. You want to be a conqueror? You want to be strong? You want to be courageous? Well, you do that by realizing that you don't have the strength to conquer. Instead, you call on the name of Jesus. That's the only way to be strong and courageous. That day, Joshua stood there, 80 years of his life behind him. 40 years he was a slave. 40 years he was wandering in the wilderness, and he saw what was ahead, and his mentor and his leader could not go there with him. And he had a decision to make that day. He could be strong and courageous, and he could rely on God, or he could try to do it himself. If you want lessons in leadership, read the book of Joshua. He was a great leader because he relied on God, and he knew to call on his Creator. And the good news is that we can still do that today. Whatever darkness, whatever lonely place, whatever season you may find yourself in that is difficult, you call on the name of Jesus, and you too will be strong and courageous. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Scripture. We're just grateful for the story of Joshua. We just thank you that you use people young, you use people older, you use people who are discouraged, you use people who are fearful, you use people who sin. You use all of us, God. And we're just so grateful that we don't have to rely on ourselves because we know how human we are. And God, we just ask that you give us the strength, that we just the little bit of strength we need to call out to you in those situations. And that you will be strong and courageous for us. And we thank you for that. And it's in your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. What a powerful name it is. As we go into this week, I want you to just look at your life and think, what am I trying to figure out all by myself? What am I holding on to the control of that I just need to realize it is not in my strength and power change. But God, He is strong. He is courageous. And we are weak and He is strong. He will switch that power with us. And it's a beautiful thing. And so as you go into this week, challenge yourself to be strong and courageous as you rely on Him. You're a great church. You're a hip church. And I love you very much. I'll see you next week.